It's on Dorset, September 20th.
I'm Cliff LaPlante, owner of Smash It. Remember stlsmash.com. Smash It is a mobile waste compaction truck that arrives on site and crushes waste in 20, 30, or 40 yard open top dumpsters. My customers save up to 60% on their hauling costs by replacing costly hauls with Smashes. Plus, they get up to 40% capacity back in their container. Stop paying for air to be hauled away with Smash It. The first 5 new customers on a 6-month contract get tickets in my suite for the Cards game on September 22nd. Check us out and watch our video at stlsmash.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Do you like to do it yourself? How is the mood striking you now?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That's called scatting. Say that. I can't stand scatting. So I don't know why I did it. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. It is September 5th, 2018, year of our Lord, A.D. Why do you think that's funny? You think Lord is funny? God hater?
No.
You're making fun of the Lord?
No. No, not at all.
You laughed when I said Lord,
I know.
And it's almost like you're laughing at God.
Yeah.
It didn't sound very nice. No. The children listening, whether they want to or not. You're getting stuck in the car with your parents and you have to listen to what they, well, all of us who are like over 50, what are you doing?
I downloaded an app.
Yeah.
I downloaded an app. I could play harmonica.
Yeah, Dan forgot his harmonica. This is like if I forget my cell phone. He never, ever forgets his harmonica. And so he's panicking because he didn't have his harmonica. He never is without his harmonica. So you can play your phone?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Look at this.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Let me see.
That is actually your phone.
Look at.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's that you can blow into
folks,
it.
The screen on his phone is a harmonica, and you put it up to your mouth, and it plays like, this is unbelievable.
99 cents.
What's the app called? I'm going to download it. What's the app called?
Oh, man.
Because you got an Android phone.
No, I have an iPhone.
Oh, you do? Great. Yeah. Perfect. I'll just go harmonica. I'll go to the app store and just go harmonica.
Yeah, and it's 99 cents. It says play.
What, you think I'm made out of money? Okay, wait a minute. Harmonica.
Okay, it is. It just says harmonica works with your lips. If you type in harmonica.
Well, what else would work with your butt?
Well, no,
it's harmonica.
There's all sorts of other harmonica.
Is this a honey harmonica?
It says honey
harmonica.
No.
And then it's just one that just says harmonica.
Yeah, it says harmonica. It looks like that. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Hang on. Okay. I'm getting it right now. This is good radio. Be quiet, man. This is great radio. You know how many people out there would love to have a harmonica app, and they didn't know there was such a thing?
Yeah. I'm guessing there's at least 5.
60,000. 60,000 people who would love to be able to play their phone like a harmonica. Oh, open. It's already downloaded.
Yeah.
This is great.
Think Dan could have sent Frank like a text a half hour before he went on the air. Hey, Frank, download this and let's talk about it on the air.
Oh, Dan, I got it.
I just downloaded it.
Or a better idea.
Okay, I got it.
Let's kill 15 minutes of radio while Frank downloads an app.
But, Tim, you should know by now that's really all we do every day is we just kill time till we get out of here at 6 o'clock. It keeps going off the screen. It does? It'll pop on, and then it goes away. Now, hang on here.
Mine's stays.
Shoot. It won't stay on the screen.
Do you have your phone, like, just keep it up normal, okay. And then go to the app. You've opened it up?
I've opened it up.
Okay.
There's the harmonica, and then it immediately goes away.
Wow.
It comes on and goes. Huh. So what I'm going to do is delete it.
Mine stays. I don't know what.
Are you sure your thumb isn't, just maybe hitting the screen somewhere?
I'm going to delete it, and I'm going to re-download it. All right. Hang on, folks. This will be worth it.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
I'm betting it won't.
I guarantee it. Okay. Go to the cloud, re-download the harmonica. Dan, while we're waiting for this, play us a little tune on your phone. I'm not kidding. It sounds just like a harmonica. Mine will not stay on the screen. I'll work on this later.
That's weird.
Now, are you
wow, they have harmonica
following
lessons.
Some sort of notes guidance, or are you just playing?
No, I'm just playing.
Well, of course you are. You're a concert harmonicist. Is that what you call a harmonica player?
No.
And why is a flute player a flautist? What is that about? Why aren't you a flutist?
Flautist.
You're a flautist. Huh. That's who plays the flute.
Yeah, and a piano player, why is he a penis?
It's pianist.
Oh, I've been getting it wrong.
You know, there is an old old jokes about that Frank, we've not told yet that I should probably tell as a bonus joke.
Okay, now, Frank, let me tell you something, okay? Forrest Gump is here, and your boy Dan is here, okay? Forrest is up here, and your boy Dan is here, okay?
Those are IQ marks that you're making.
That's correct.
Okay. So this joke is so old. Guy goes into a bar, and he has a satchel. It's like a hard, big briefcase, and he orders a drink, and the bartender says, "Oh, you're a salesman?" He goes, "No." He says, "What's in the case?" He goes, "My friend." He says, "Well, your friend?" He goes, "Yeah." He opens the case, and out jumps a 1-foot-tall little man in a tuxedo. And he's standing on the bar. You know the show Climbing?
I do know this joke.
It's a great joke. And so he takes a bow, and he's a tuxedo, and then the guy reaches back in the satchel and pulls out a tiny grand piano and puts it on the bar. And the little 1-foot-tall guy in the tuxedo scoots the little chair back, the bench, sits down, and just starts playing the most incredible classical music. And the bartender says, "I've never seen anything like this. First of all, I didn't even know anybody could just be 1 foot tall. That is unbelievable. And he's like a real person." And he goes, "Yeah, he's a real person. And he plays the piano like crazy." And the bartender says, "How did you end up with this guy?" He said, "Well, it's one of those genie deals where I found an old bottle and rubbed the dirt off of it, and the genie came out and said, 'Hey, you can have any wish you want, and I've got money. I don't need any money.'" And I thought, and she warned me. She did say, she says, "I'm a little hard of hearing, so, you know, speak up." And I thought, what would I like to have? And I told her, and I guess she misunderstood me, and I ended up with a 12-inch pianist.
Yeah! One of the classics.
It's a classic. Is that the one you knew?
Yep, that's the one I knew. I remember my dad telling me that when I was a kid.
How old were you when he told you that?
I think 11 or 12.
Okay, because if you were 6, that's child abuse. Yeah. That's when the child services people come out. Did you tell your child about a 12-inch penis joke?
Oh,
we're taking him from you and putting him up for adoption. So here's how we start the show on the days we remember. I remember to do it. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oof.
It's awfully quiet.
Well, I did. I mean, I did because I forgot my briefcase. I do,
but I want to go last.
Well, Dan did speak first, and without his briefcase, without his reading glasses, without his harmonica, but thank goodness for that app. How come your phone, mine won't...
Hang on a second. Try just restarting your phone. Somebody texted her. Maybe you need to do that. Just reset the system.
Thank you, texter. That's a great idea. When in doubt, restart. Yeah, that usually does do the trick. Hold on here. I'm restarting. What was I saying?
You were introducing
Dan Strauss, what do you have for the book segment?
Well, and everyone knows now that I've completely forgot my briefcase. I had to have my car worked on yesterday.
Can I make an announcement? I do believe, and I'm serious, this is the only day, and the first and only day, you've not had your harmonica.
Well, there was one other time that I didn't have it because my briefcase was stolen out of my car, and this is about 5 or 6 years ago.
I think I remember that.
But I got it back because the police found my briefcase about 2 or 3 blocks over in somebody's front yard and brought it back to me, and the harmonica was in.
Yeah, because they looked in your briefcase and thought, I don't want anything in here.
What's
a $10 harmonica?
No.
And how often does somebody give back what they stole because it's so pathetic?
They just throw all this stuff out.
And they found a magnifying glass, some Coke bottle thick reading glasses, and a cheap harmonica.
Yeah.
Of course they gave it back.
What is this? And some cough drops. And that was about it, and they threw it out. But, yeah.
You snorted.
I know. I've been doing that a lot lately. I don't know what the deal is.
It's a brain tumor.
But, oh, probably. Well, I did go to the doctor, and I have a small brain on my tumor.
You told that joke for 40 years.
I know. But when I got out of my car today, I opened the back door, and I always get my briefcase out, and panic set in. Mm. It's like, oh, no. So my briefcase is in Sandy's car because I had her car yesterday because my car was being worked on. So I thought, what all do I have in there that I need? I have my headphones. I have my reading glasses. I have... the sheets to write down all the commercials for you, those are in there. So I had to come in, make up a new sheet, and I had to do some stuff. And now I thought the harmonica thing, I thought, man, and then I found the app. So I'm so happy. So that's all I have. That I was just in a panic for.
The sheet that he's talking about is this one. Here's what it has on it. Johnny Londoff, Bellis Dental Care, First Community, Thompson Price, Second Johnny Londoff, Mark and Jason. That's what the sheet has on it. And that's it. And it's a crucial part of the show. Because if I forget any of these, then I forget the commercials, then we don't have any money. And one day, years ago, it was hot and they had an oscillating fan or something, And fans blow air, but from the backside, they can draw air in. And it drew this thing in and tore it all to pieces. And I said to Dan, I said, where were you when the sheet hit the fan? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Come on. I didn't expect that. Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you so much. So, Dan, I'm sorry. What else?
We're on a roll. That was it. That's all I have.
Anybody? I think Tim Woodburn, let me introduce you, Tim. There might be people that aren't familiar with you. This man wears three hats. He is a legitimate, licensed, 10-year veteran private investigator. He is the head of the large morning show in the afternoon news department. He heads up the entire news department and the head of our research team.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That's a lot of stress. Most men or women couldn't handle it, but he handles it and still has time to contribute to the Burke segment. How about it? Let's give it up. Come on, this guy. Tim Woodburn, everybody. Go ahead, Tim.
That's right.
You're welcome.
While you're downloading.
I did it, and I rebooted it. It still won't stay on the screen.
When you eventually get it figured out, there's another app that I want you to download and keep an open mind to this.
Is it GarageBand?
No.
Okay.
It's not. The app is called Dub Smash. D-U-B, Dub Smash. This would actually be a hilarious addition to some of the Facebook videos that you put on the show's Facebook page where you talk into the camera and stuff like that. There are only 10 to 30 seconds long, and what happens, and there's a lot of them that are like rap music based, and there's a lot of them that are like just phrases from movies and stuff like that, where you can be the face and the mouth talking as the actual song plays.
Okay, so I could do a movie scene, and it would be me?
And there's all the famous ones. And what you do is you hold the phone up to your face, and then you can practice a couple times, right? Yeah. Like you hit play, and it'll just give you the audio, like, what are you looking at? You feel lucky today?
And it'd be in the voice of Clint Eastwood?
It would be, but it's your face, and it's your mouth moving. And then you can save them, and then you can like send them out to people, or you can post them on your Facebook page. And, I mean, it's a kind of app that's so addicting that you'll sit there and do it for hours, because you can do rap songs, rock songs, you can do famous movie phrases.
I'm making a note. Here's proof. Dub Smash.
That's the one.
App.
Dub Smash.
Let me check my note. Hang on.
Smash. App.
Oh, hang on.
Dub Smash. App.
All right, there it is. It is now in my recording thing.
And my whole family started doing it, and we started doing Dub Smash. Like, we tried to have, like, Dub Smash contests with each other. We live, you know, one lived in Chicago.
So it could be music or movie. I like the movie clip idea.
And when you download Dub Smash, it has all these different categories. You can do music, you can do movies, you can do classical movies, you can do poems, you can do poetry.
And I'm sure they have all the big ones. You can't handle the truth.
All of them. All of them. And it's in your face, and you can dress yourself up the way you want, and they're all about 5 to 30 seconds long. So it's not like you got to memorize, you know, 60 seconds of movie lyric or song lyric.
You're lip syncing to either music or verbiage from a movie.
And then you get the check mark of the X, and you replay it, and then you say, my lips were kind of off.
Yeah, do it over.
Do it again. And then you just keep doing it until you get it right, then you hit that save.
I love it.
And then it's there.
I'll have it tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll spend 3 hours on it.
As much as we like to talk about movies on the show, when Dan talked about his harmonica app, it light bulb over my head. How is it I've been on the show with you almost a year and haven't brought this up to you? So today was the
Wow. Dub Smash. I'm going to do that too.
Mm-hmm. It's addictive. It really is.
Now, you know the first one I'm going to do?
What?
Is my Sean Connery from the... I can't remember the name of the movie.
The Chicago Way?
The Untouchables. Yeah, Untouchables. It's my first one. It'll be my face and Connery's voice. However, and there's always a however. I don't need the audio, because my Connery doing that is, I'm telling you,
it's perfect.
Well, it's not perfect, but it's pretty close. We don't have that comparative.
We've done it before, and it sounded exactly the same.
I would like to do this again, because I think they think this is a joke. Have you heard, Tim? You've heard this, haven't you? Where I do that line that Connery does in the movie, and a listener actually went and found the clip and put them next to each other. Mm-hmm. Mine and the, have you remember this?
Yeah.
I'm proud of this. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to say I'm proud of it. And I was even impressed with, because you can't hear yourself the way other people. It's kind of like when you sing in the shower, you know, you sound great, or in the bathroom, it's kind of hollow, but you really don't. You do to yourself. And sometimes you think you're doing an impression. I'm not kidding. Like 5 impressions that I think are okay. Connery, Carl from Sling Blade, Marlon Brando, the day before he died, Kennedy, when they talked like Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost that accent as time went by. You know, Ted Kennedy, if you watched him interviewed in the 60s, he sounded exactly like his brother sounded. They sounded the same. One would speak, and then the other one, Jack, what do you think? Teddy, I'm with you. And then over time, they lost that thing, and they just started talking like this. I thought, what? I just don't do that. I got it down, and then you quit. So you got the Connery thing? Limey?
Yes, sir.
You have it?
Yes.
Okay, now this is what this listener, I forgot his name, I forgot his name, this is what he sent in, right? It's me, and then the real line. All right, what's first, Connery?
Let's do Connery first.
This is the real Sean Connery from The Untouchables. All right, go ahead.
If you pull a gun, he sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
Okay, now this is me doing that line. Then what are you laughing at?
Did you do it live or recorded?
Well, it's the listener recorded it.
He recorded it.
I'm waiting.
Oh.
No, I thought you had me recorded.
Oh, no, no. I thought you were going to do it like compared
to. All right, let me hear him again and I'll do it.
Yeah. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Thank you. Come on, I didn't expect that. Thank you. Sit down.
He pulls on knife. Okay, I'm not going to keep doing that. I could.
What would be funny is if you repeated some of the senile Sean Connery stuff that they do on Saturday Night Live when he's a contestant on Jeopardy.
Oh, my goodness.
Alex, I'll take Troy. Oh, those were. You know, in the history of Saturday Night Live, there are probably 20, I mean, just tremendous accidental discovery. One was, you look marvelous. Remember Billy Crystal? He's better to look good than to feel good. You look marvelous. The other one was, I hate it when that happens.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you remember any of those?
I don't remember. I remember the bit, but not specific verbiage from the bits.
Would you like to hear one?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Oh.
You ever take one of those,
golf tees?
Yeah, and you start digging out your belly button, you start digging it in, you can't quite get it all out, so you take one of those,
things you shake it up and it snows inside?
Yeah, you start pounding around that golf tee and you get that out of your belly. Oh, I hate when I do that.
And I'll tell you another one, and these are just the ones that come into my head, and this one was so ridiculous, Father Guido Sarducci. It was just stupid. And Pat, you talk about a classic, brilliant bit somebody came up with. You know the Pat route where it's a man or a woman?
Right, but I think the church lady tops them all.
Oh.
I think the church lady
tops them all. Could it be Satan?
Yeah.
But I'd say 20, 25 great running skits that you hated to see end on Saturday Night Live, and the single greatest tragedy ever. Yes, John Belushi's dead, but those were sort of self-inflicted. Chris Farley, John Belushi, but Phil Hartman, the single most talented guy, I think, to ever be on Saturday Night Live. I loved Phil Hartman. Anything Phil Hartman did, and he had those voices, those serious voices, and then he could do those characters. My goodness, he was talented. And his wife kills him while he was sleeping. Remember?
Yeah,
he used to do the voice of Homer Simpson, I think, way back when.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I remember when that happened.
No, he wasn't Homer. He was on The Simpsons.
Oh, was he? My bad.
He was Troy McClure.
Yeah, that's right. Troy McClure.
Who was the guy that Phil Hartman used to imitate that would try and educate people? All right, Bobby, so let's talk. Protozoa. What do we know about protozoa? It's long and thin, like, say, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow, this guy. Let's add to the list. Impressionist.
Well, he did so many impressions, which is amazing, because his voice was so baritone and deep,
right,
you know, that he could actually fluctuate it out there in so many different ways. He's my favorite. That's funny that you say that.
Now, another guy who was really good and did, I think, the best Sinatra I've ever seen, Joe Piscopo. Remember Joe Piscopo?
Mm-hmm.
Did a fantastic Sinatra. And he had some other stuff, too. And then he kind of went nuts, didn't he? He went into, like, being Mr. Universe and bodybuilding and just, I don't know, whatever. He's out there still somewhere.
There's someone on the phone.
Yeah, I know this guy. I recognize the name.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he can't hear me, can he?
No, he can't hear you.
As long as you're doing impressions. Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank, how you doing? It's hot, but the deals are even hotter. Johnny on the Chevrolet. Jenny on the Chevrolet. Duck season's coming up pretty soon. Frank, when you come out here again and greet the listeners. Hey, shake the hand of the man. That's my Johnny Lawn up in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Thank you. You have a good night. Thank you.
I thought he was on the phone.
No, he's on the phone. Oh. Glad he couldn't hear that. You hit the music now.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking.
Wow, this is a whole lot better than that guy on TV who takes those supposed not actors but customers and opens 8 different doors and shows them the vehicles. I'll take 9 ashore. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you a man you need to meet over the course of the next couple of days as we lose this oppressive heat and trade it in for some nice, cool rain. Go out and see this guy. You'll feel even better as you drive away in your new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Here's the man himself, Johnny Landoff, everybody.
Hey. How you doing? How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
When you're doing that a terrible impression of me,
you heard
I
that?
I can hear you.
See, I didn't think you.
Yeah, see, I can hear you. See, you think that you're being like really, really cool, but you're not. You know, you're making fun of me.
Put me in my place.
You know, it's okay. Go ahead, and make fun. Oh, let's see. Am I the customer? Am I the client? I
guess you ever heard the song, "You Always Hurt the One You Love"? That's a real song. You always hurt the one you love.
Yeah, but you're
the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
Frank, I love you. You're like, you're weird about that.
It's a little bit weird.
Weird.
Well, I love you, John. I'm not afraid to say it. I've been working on it. I've had some therapy, and I can say it now proudly. Love you, John. See?
I love you, come a long way.
Now,
You come a long way. You know, that kind of puts me like in the perspective of being like a psychiatrist.
Sort of psychologist. I don't think I mentioned this to you yet, but a listener emailed me and had what I thought was a really good idea for charity. Let's say Window World Cares, when they come up for their next trivia night, prior to that, this person said,
sir,
what about auctioning off a day of duck hunting with John Londo? And I thought, if you would be up for that, I'll bet I could get some big money for that.
Sure, you're going to be with us, though.
All right, well, give me the season dates again. From when to when?
The season starts in the Northern Zone on November the 3rd.
Okay.
We can't do November. So opening day is just for the eight of us that own the place. But then Sunday's the 4th. So then anytime after the 5th.
Through when? What's the end of it all? When does it end?
I want to say it's December 27th.
Wow.
That'd be right.
I'll tell you, if for enough money, here's what I would do. Right before Christmas, right in that sort of December 20th area, unless it's just bitter, bitter, you know, like zero.
Like freezing cold.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But if it's reasonable, I would agree to go with the high bidder duck hunting with you if you're up for that. If you would host it.
We can just put you upstairs, you know, in the finished area of the duck club, put the big screen TV on. Probably put it under the Food Network. You probably like that.
Now, you know why? Is that necessary? I struggle with my weight.
Well, that's nothing about your weight. I love the Food Network.
How about Nintendo and put Duck Hunt on?
And Mimi Londoff is an unbelievable cook. She's a great cook. And I mean, she'll watch the Food Network, then she'll go online, she'll get the ingredients, and a few days later, bam, there it is, right on the table.
Dan just had a tremendous idea. Dan Strauss, I know, it's hard to believe. Mm. If the weather is just really not conducive to doing this, we get a hold of the original Nintendo Duck Hunt, and the high bidder and you and I have a competition on the TV screen in the clubhouse with the Nintendo Duck Hunt since we can't hunt outside. That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
So maybe we'll work on that.
We had that. I don't know if we still have it or not, but we got obsessed with it. I mean, just the boys and I. Oh, it was so much fun.
Oh, no, John, here. I owned the very first original Nintendo console in St. Louis. And here, I'll tell you how I know. I was on Corporate Square, and I was at KUSA. And the rep from Nintendo, he was the regional, at the time, venture rep. He had one demo, and he was going around promoting this new thing, this new game called Nintendo that you hook right up to your TV. So he comes by the station and hooks it up in the conference room. And I immediately thought, I have to have this. And I said, where can I get it? He said, you can't. They're not actually out on the shelves for sale, but they will be this weekend. And I said, I can't wait till I have to play this tonight when I get home. And I talked that guy out of that. I bought that demo from him.
How much did you buy it for back in the day?
Like, it was like $200 or $300.
Wow.
Bucks. And he sold it to me. He says, well, you're my last stop. I've done the promotion. I'll be getting some new ones by, I think, like tomorrow or the next day. He said, okay. He sold it to me. I took it home that night thinking, I'm the only guy in town right now playing this. Maybe a couple other reps for regional reps. But as a customer, and I played Mario Bros. My boys and I played till we couldn't get that sound out of our head. And that duck hunt, I can still hear it. It was, at the time, the most incredible technology. I thought, how can you watch a TV screen and actually be controlling what's on the screen? Whew!
Yeah.
It was big.
Pretty cool.
It was.
Sounds like you were really into it, Frank.
But it was a great thing to do with your kids because boys and I, with Mario Brothers, every night. Every night. It was fun. The good old days.
Anything bling, to do bling. With your kids is blast.
Yeah, those coins. Those coins. Bling, bling, bling. The sound they made when you jump on somebody's head or something.
The noise, like, you know, when you're at a casino. And it's just an obnoxious noise going on. And if you're in Vegas for a few days for meetings, you know, of course, you always have to walk completely through the casino to get to the elevator.
Well, sure.
Why? Well, they want you to sit down. They want you to play, you know, either, you know, 21 or roulette or, you know, the game. So, but that noise really starts to get to me after a while. It's, woof.
Yeah, it gets to me to the point where I can barely go into the casino more than 3 or 4 times a week. That's how much I can't stand it. I do know. I absolutely need to stop it. I was there last night. Got home at 1 o'clock. Lost a small fortune. No.
How is that entertainment? How losing money.
Only another gambler will understand how it is both sickening. You're sick to your stomach. It's a roller coaster.
Well, I used to gamble. Then we built a house, and I'm like, you know. You didn't even have enough money to put furniture in the great room for like a year, year and a half. I'm like, this is stupid. You know, bet on football.
That's absolutely
now
stupid.
Now I can't stand football, pro football. I love college football. Absolutely love college football, but I hate pro football. Won't probably watch a minute of pro football this year. Won't waste my time. When you got ice hockey reruns from like the 2015 Stanley Cup Finals, I'd rather watch that. And even if I know the final score, it's still more fun to watch.
You mentioned football, and I can't help but think of this Colin Kaepernick thing in the Nike.
Let's not talk about him, please. I get sick to my stomach.
Okay.
Sick to my stomach. But, a lot of people are like, burning, throwing away, done with Nike. They were idiots. I read the book, Shoe Dog. Great book, but nuts, absolutely nuts.
Well, you and I,
there's a guy that went broke 3 times before he finally made it, and he had a lot of other people that invested with him.
Phil Knight.
And he paid them back. Yep.
All right, John, this you don't mind if I say it because you've said it. This Saturday you turn 60, okay? So you and I don't understand the Nike thing. And the joke's probably on us because while we think, well, okay, no more Nike and a bunch of 50, 60-year-olds get rid of their old Nike tennis shoes they haven't worn anyway for a while, I think the Nike people are probably smart, if that's the right word, in that this will not hurt them. In fact, it's what a lot of millennials want to see them do. And I got to think they'll get more young tennis shoe business than they'll lose old tennis shoe business, if that makes sense. Now, I know how I feel about it. I don't like it at all. But I have to try every day now to think, okay, what if I were 28? Because it seems that millennials make all the calls and run the show, and it all marketing is directed at millennials. And if you're over 50 or 60, you're just irrelevant. Maybe they know what they're doing.
Well, you know the thing. I mean, you know, I have 4 millennials, blessed 4 boys, and it's great to have 2 of the boys in the business telling us, you know, how millennials want to buy, and that's that they want. And hey, again, I've raised 4 great sons, but. Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot. My wife and I, we've done a lot for our boys. Probably done maybe more than we should, but you know what? It's called love. But they pretty much want you to bring everything to them. I mean, could you imagine? Like, I like to grocery shop. I mean, I don't do the shopping, but I walk around with Mimi, mess with her and do it. I'll never forget the very first time we went grocery shopping. I thought she was buying way too much. It was just the 2 of us. In an apartment in Olivet. I'm like, first of all, where are we going to put all this crap? So I started taking stuff out and putting it on the shelves. When she wasn't looking, we get back to the apartment and saw, oh my God, she goes, I forgot a bag of, there's a bag missing. Oh my God, we got to go back. I'm like, no, there's really not a bag missing. I took that stuff and put it on the shelves because we don't need all of that. Just the 2
Ooh.
Of us. Yeah. You're never shopping with me again.
Oh.
I thought, well, okay, wow. I guess I won't go shopping.
Right, I'm going to make a prediction for your business this next couple of days. Today is Wednesday, so for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think you're going to be covered up because I think a lot of people who have avoided going outside because they didn't want a heat stroke are going to be out
and enjoying the cooler weather, even if there is rain, and I think you're going to sell a bunch of vehicles. That's what I think.
So check out all the pricing. Everything's online. Unbelievable pricing. We've got a great deal of inventory. September to remember.
Did you make that up?
I just came up with that. You know, talking to you stimulates me.
What?
Everybody gets the...
That doesn't sound right. That just didn't sound right.
No, I'm talking about the mental capacity, the mental juice, getting the mental juices going. Right?
Juices doesn't really sound right either.
Oh, you guys are so weird. Okay, sometimes you're so weird. But listen, give us a call, 314-837-1800.
Ben, what are you doing? I would never interrupt an advertiser. Right, when an advertiser is speaking, I would never just start playing noises like that.
Right. It was probably you that did it. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Check out all of the new cars, the new trucks, the SUVs, and all the 200-plus pre-owned vehicles, LawnDoff.com. And always great to meet all the great AM and the PM customers. We had several in over the weekend, and then obviously we opted to stay closed on Labor Day, let all of our great employees spend time with their family, as I did. But now we need to rock and roll. We need to really get things going and show GM who's the number one Chevy store in St. Louis.
John, I read a great email yesterday from a customer who has not bought a new car in 42 years. 42 years. He just bought a Malibu from your place. It was the greatest email. And I wrote him back, and he didn't get to meet you because you were tied up in a meeting. And I said, call and make an appointment to meet him, because he's going to want to meet you. Because I just basically said, this guy is a special customer. He waits 42 years to buy a new car, and the choice he makes is your dealership. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I want him to shake your hand.
I'd love to. It'd be great.
Well, I told him to get a hold of you. He will, I'm sure. Give us that phone number again if you did, and if you didn't, give it for the first time.
314-837-1800. That's 1800.
Yeah, we know that.
837-1800.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, bye, Frank.
Brace yourself. Business is on the way. Go to work. See you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see that?
Bye-bye.
That was just a little too...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Feminine. Maybe a little bit.
Was that a little feminine?
You're the one who told me you loved him, so...
Yeah.
You know, I haven't dropped his call yet. He can still hear us.
What? Drop it now. Thank you. Can I talk about my dentist, then we can just play? If I do that, we just have time to play. Do you got some business you want to get out of the way?
Yeah, please.
Let's do that. I'll do this. You do that, and then at the top of the hour, we'll take it to just take calls and just chat. We haven't closed the Burke segment yet either.
No, we haven't. I mean, I don't really have anything for the Burke segment, but can we talk about what we were talking about before we went on the air at the beginning of the show?
What was it?
Those two weird headlines.
Yeah. Okay. After the break.
Sure.
Yeah, Limey hits me up before the show going, I've got a couple things to talk about. And buddy, they're different. I'll tell you that. And they are actual stories in the news. So stay right where you are and don't go anywhere. Unless you are leaving the car to go in for your Ballast Dental Care appointment. Then you get a pass. You get to leave the show because you can always pick it up on the podcast on the app, 590 The Fan. I might add, this app it's as good an app as I think you will ever find for any type of broadcast. It's a great app. And if you're not listening that way, you're missing out, because it is crystal clear. You can listen here. You can get in the car and drive to, you know, Bangor, Maine, and never lose it. It's a terrific app, and it's just simply 590 The Fan. And up in the left-hand corner, you'll see little lines. Hit on that. It'll give you the podcast, and you can catch up on anything that you might have missed. Ballast Dental Care is the place I've gone to the dentist for 45 years and May, June, July, August, September, and 5 months. Almost 45 and a half years. Never wanted to go anywhere else. Had offers from people to pay me to go to another dentist. When dentists sort of started to advertise, and a lot of them started because they were hearing the Ballast Dental Care commercials that I did, and they said, well, we can't let people just hear about that place. Let's put our commercials on there. And they tried to say some of the same things. You can say anything you want,
But I made up an expression one time, and it's more food-related, but I've heard other people who stole it use it for lots of things, and it is this. The proof is in the pudding.
Hmm.
I made that up, and I made it up years ago. It caught on. And the proof is, in this case, not in the pudding, but it's in the visit, the first visit to Ballast Dental Care. That's all. You're going to know everything you need to know about why this place is the place so many patients are glad they discovered, glad they heard about, and glad they switched over to from wherever else they were going to the dentist before. Because I like to say it is the dental clinic that you didn't think existed. You didn't think there was a place anywhere where you could go to the dentist, make an appointment to come back, and look forward to the return. This is that place. It may not be the only place like that, but I don't care about another one or two that may be out there. They're not keeping the show on the air. And I don't personally have any experience with them, but I have 45 years twice a year, exception of a couple of years where I kind of slacked and skipped an appointment. But I got 45 years of going to Ballast Dental Care, so I know what I'm talking about, and have had every opportunity in the world to go somewhere else, even paid to do it, and refused. I don't want to do it. I hope I never see the day when I can't go to Ballast Dental Care and have to go somewhere else. And the only way I think that'll happen is if they close their doors, and that's not going to happen. If I were to move to San Antonio tomorrow, you know where I'd go to the dentist? Ballast Dental Care. It's worth coming back twice a year to do that. Plus, I'm sure I'd have other things I could do, visit my kids. So just do this. Make an appointment. Make one appointment. And I'm talking to you, to everybody who, from the person who just saw a dentist 6 months ago, to those of you listening who have not been for a couple of decades, get in there. You're not doing yourself any good by putting it off. Yes, I understand money. I understand not having dental insurance. I understand all of that stuff. I've been there. They'll help you work it out. They'll help you figure out a way to do it. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman.
Really, the only major delay we are looking at so far is eastbound on 5570 through that work zone. 157 through 159 is stacked up. This report brought to you by Staples. Stop by Staples today for your small business and take advantage of the back-to-school deals. Right now, buy a ream of Staples copy paper and get the second one free. In-store only. Offer ends 9/8/18 while supplies last. Make back-to-school your business at Staples. I'm Joe Sonderman with the latest total traffic. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
What is a relationship red flag? Maybe your lover is spending more time texting than ever before? A new cell phone password, perhaps? Working later than ever? Less interested in the bedroom? These are all red flags, and if you need to know the truth, you may want to consider a private investigator. Hi, I'm Tim Woodburn. My firm has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. Gateway Investigations, when you need to know the truth. 238-1367, or visit us online, gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
You always heard the one you love.
Is this the Mills Brothers?
It is the Mills Brothers. The
you know, their dad was a big, big deal in the military, and he retired at a high-ranking officer and went in the cereal business, General Mills. That's their, that's their dad.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's something.
314-821
No.
314-821-0590.
or 855-282-8255.
Oh, sorry.
855-282-8255. Now what?
For the longest time, the Mills Brothers had the staple father-daughter dance, Daddy's Little Girl, at wedding receptions.
Oh, your daddy's little girl. We sounded just like the Mills Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know that to you youngsters, like Limey, we might as well be talking about some Neanderthal caveman. Mills Brothers, you don't know who they are. And I barely do. I'm just barely old enough to know that. So Burke's segment, where'd we leave off? Who else? Anybody?
No, I'm good. Like, I don't have anything to talk about.
All right,
about,
let's close it. Burke's segment is officially closed. I think we have enough time to do this. Pull up Bob Dylan. You go to YouTube. And for you to do this, I have to give you the name of the song. On the way in here, I'm listening to the oldie station on satellite radio. And I just kind of jump around. I'll go some talk. I'll go here. If they're talking deep sports, I go, I don't know what they're talking about. So I hit this song, and the song is called, I'll sing a little bit of it, and everybody's heard it. You've got a light in it. Now, I never in my life until today knew the name of that song. It's Positively 4th Street. Which doesn't make any sense, just like a bunch of his lyrics make no sense. I want you to listen to a little of these lyrics and tell me if you don't think any fourth grader could have written this. Got an effing handle in?
A helping hand.
Oh, okay. Right,
but it
going.
Could have been.
Keep going.
You say I let you down. You know it's not like that.
This is not a great song at all.
You're so hurt. Why then don't you show it?
All right. When I came in today after hearing that, I went to Tim Woodburn, head of research, and I said, find me the contact person for Bob Dylan. And he did, and we got him on satellite. And I interviewed Bob just before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this song, Positively 4th Street, whatever that means. And I just said, Bob, no disrespect. I said, but a lot of people put you up on this pedestal. I mean, they put you above Elvis. You're like sort of some street poet, singer, god. And I don't hear it. And I thought he was going to just disconnect, but he didn't. I said, Bob, I don't hear it. I don't like your music, and I think you're hard to understand, and I think the lyrics are childlike at best. Like an 80 IQ person could write these lyrics. And here's what he said. I'll play a little of the interview. Here it is.
Ew, well, you've got a lot of nerve. Yeah.
The last verse of that song is actually a verse that my dad, who loves to lie and embellish, but he says he used to say this to women when he would get in breakup fights with them, and it was the last lyric of that song that you were just talking about. And the lyric is, yes, I wish for just one time you could stand in my shoes so you could see what a drag it is to see you.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny.
It is kind of funny, but is it great songwriting? I don't know. Who am I?
On a Sunday in 1985, the day the Cardinals lost to the Royals in the World Series, Greg Woodburn, my uncle, picked me up.
Now, is this a good story that does not deserve to be shut off in 30 seconds?
I can do it
in
30 seconds.
Okay.
My uncle Greg Woodburn picked me up in South St. Louis County, take me on a paint blasting expedition out in the woods somewhere, and he picked me up, and I wasn't real close to him. He's about 10, 13 years older than me. We get in the car, we take off, and he starts playing Bob Dylan music, and I'm 16 years old. I look at him, I go, was that recorded at the right speed? and he pulled the call over and threatened to kick me out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
He threatened to kick me out of the car and on the middle of the highway and kick me out of the car for disrespecting Bob Dylan.
I'm telling you. You got to be careful what you say around some people.
It's still being.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's Wednesday.
which means Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us after the news. If you have a pet and you don't mind getting free advice from a terrific veterinarian, he's your guy. We'll give you the numbers you need right after the news is over, and it is that time because it is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. We're just minutes away from hour number two of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. News, weather, and sports headlines coming your way at the top of this and the next hour, and two traffic updates per hour as well. Here's what's happening. The organizers of the Lou Fest Music Festival in St. Louis have canceled this weekend's event. The two-day festival was set for this weekend, but organizers have canceled the event due to financial hurdles